Great, guys.
Dante, what's the biggest difference you've seen from like week three to now with East Texas, especially that offense?
You know, just the way that they're moving the ball now. Obviously, you know, Miller's doing a great job of running it. You know, after watching film the past couple of weeks, you know, Brock's this past game, you know, Brock's looking a lot more comfortable, and you know, they're getting they're trying to get Hopkins the ball. So, you know, all around, I think they just really just found their identity, and they found out, you know, what they're good at and what they need to do, and they've been excelling at it.
For you guys, what would you say is the turning point for the defense that you guys really started? It seems like you guys started clicking maybe around that Jets game. When was it, and what was it that kind of got you guys going?
I don't know what you're talking about, the click thing, man. but, I mean, we've been playing good all year. So, I don't know what turning point you mean, but we've done well. We've stopped the other team from scoring. You know, in the second half of the season, we're able to cause more turnovers. You know, all in all, we've just molded together as a defense. And it took a little bit longer to gel. So, you know, we're moving forward, and you know, we're working well with great chemistry. You know, we've been excelled as far as, you know, understanding the game plan. I think that's what's really helped us, because we have a lot of smart guys over there, and the more we're able to get into meetings and digest it and get on the field, we're able to communicate and play a lot faster.
Dante, you mentioned the turnovers improved in the second half. Why is that? Any reason why they picked up there later in the season than earlier on?
Just the way the style we were playing, different calls. You know, we were just able to cause more turnovers. It's just I don't know really how to explain it. Just more or less the play calls. You know, we just harped more on it. You know, during practice, you know, they had more drills on it. So you know, that's really turned out and worked well for us.
You say the old adage is defense wins championships. How much do you guys relish this time of year, cold weather, playoff-type football with a defense? Obviously, is integral to so many past champions in this league.
You know, we just know you know, what our job is and what we need to do in order for us to excel and in order for us to win. And the best job for us to do is not letting the offense score points. You know, whenever they get in the red zone, limit them to three or getting a turnover. But, you know, honestly, I think that's well. I think the way we've been playing in the running game all year, I think that really helps us, especially in this stretch. You know, if we can make teams one-dimensional and get them away from their game plan and make them do things that they don't want to do, you know, that's where we win. So, you know, if we can continue to keep working and pick up, you know, where we left off, you know, hopefully we can continue to execute the way we've been doing.
Speaking of the red zone, just what have you seen from the Texans in the red zone?
You know, they do a lot of different things. You know, we know them pretty well, but you know, sure, but they'll have a mix for us. But it's just more or less of us just having good communication on, you know, what they're doing, knowing, you know, what kind of situations that they're gonna try to put us in, you know, trying to manipulate us in certain things that we do. So you know, it'll obviously take, you know, couple more days to gel in with the game plan, but you know, I think we have a pretty good beat on, you know, what we like to do.
I'm going to ask you a variation of questions asked already, and it's not when you guys started to click during the season, but what's different defensively for you guys? What's changed for you guys from week three? You asked about the Texans and their offense. How about defensively for you guys from week three to here?
Again, I think it's just really the way that we've been calling the game. You know, Matty P's just really done a great job just as far as the way he molds and puts the game plan together. No, it's not. We have early in the season, we had a couple of new guys, so you know, the calls were, you know, not as complicated. And now that, you know, guys actually know what's going on, and, you know, we're able to move and spin it, and guys are able to get put in different situations, and we're able to do different things. And I think that's really what kind of helped us, you know, turn that corner, I guess.
How have you seen Malcolm Butler develop over his time here?
I think the same as everybody else has seen him. You know, a lot of people didn't know Malcolm when he got here, you know, being a, you know, a free agent. And he's worked his way, you know, to where he's at now, and he works that way every day. You know, he hasn't stopped. You know, one day he's just always hungry. You can see it. What you see on the field is what you see off the field. You know, he's a hardworking guy.
Dante, in the first game, you guys got a lot of pressure on Osweiler.
In the last game for them, though, Oakland couldn't get to him. How much of a difference maker is Dwayne Brown at left tackle for them? What kind of player is he?
He's a great player. You know, obviously, you know, one of the best tackles in the game. You know, he's been a great anchor on the offensive line for some time now, and you know, obviously they're able to do a lot of things with protections. Obviously, you know, with Oakland, it was, you know, Khalil Mack and all those guys. You know, the way they were able to start and move, and you know, I think he really helped. You know, the communication, everything. He's just all around a great run blocker and pass blocker.
Did you see them playing at a different tempo at times? Were they a little more faster paced? Yeah,
You know, I'm not sure if that has anything to do with him or, you know, more or less anything. But, you know, if you're watching the game, he brings a lot of emotion. And, you know, I'm sure that's something that, you know, a lot of those offensive linemen and as well as everybody else kind of feeds off of, too, is, you know, a lot of that emotion.
You guys talk about blocking out the noise all the time, and you do such a good job of that. Do you get affected at all by a game like this when everybody's expecting you to win and you're so favored, or do you just block it all out?
And y'all don't have anything to do with the game, so you know, what y'all think doesn't matter. I mean, y'all ain't in between the lines, so I'm not really. I mean, blocking out the noise is part of that. So,
Dante, looking back to your first playoff game, there's a decent amount of guys on this roster who've never played in the playoffs. Do you think playoff experience is overrated? Or going back to your first year, are there nerves? Is there excitement? What do you say to the guys on the team who've never been in the playoffs?
You know, just to approach it. Try to approach it just like any other game. And obviously, you know, you try to go out and play every game like it's your last, but, you know, playoffs is a little bit different. But, you know, experience, you know, doesn't necessarily help or not help you in the playoffs. I mean, playoffs are playoffs. It's win or go home. So I don't know how much experience would help with that with different situations, scenarios. But, you know, just to practice, you know, just continue to live the Patriot way. You know, what they've done, continue to be a sponge and, you know, learn from the older guys, and, you know, just be ready when your number's called.
Dante, what can you take away from your time with Vince Wilfork?
As far as
just in general, him being a leader of this team for so long.
He's a great man, a great football player, even a better man. I still keep in contact with him. Just all around, man. He just, you know, he was one of the guys who really helped me learn what it is to be a pro, you know, kind of taught me, you know, what the game is. So, you know, I appreciate him, obviously Mayo and a couple other guys, but, you know, Vince is definitely a big part of, you know, what he did when he was here.
Dante, do you see a good opportunity to put pressure on Brock Osweiler early? He struggled in week three, then he lost his starting job. With that in mind, I would imagine losing the starting job, he lost some confidence. So what do you guys do as a defense to try and make things difficult on him and put the pressure on him early?
No, without trying to leave too much of the game plan out there. You know, obviously, you know, getting pressure on any quarterback, you know, helps us. And if, you know, if we're able to do that in the front, you know, that, you know, without, you know, blitzing the house or, you know, doing anything crazy, you know, that really helps us. And, you know, putting pressure on him helps out, you know, the guys in the back end with their hands full with Fuller and Hopkins and all those speed guys back there. So, you know, obviously if we can't get pressure, you know, especially in the middle, you know, that'll really help him and make him feel uncomfortable.
How would you describe Martellus Bennett's personality and just sort of what have you witnessed from him and how he's fit into the Patriots, you know, this year?
I don't have a word to describe his personality, but I can guarantee that every person in that locker room loves Marty, and the emotion and excitement that he brings in here is definitely much needed on a day-to-day basis, because you know, working here isn't always the easiest thing or comforting thing. So, you know, having guys like that in the locker room to make you smile and, you know, kind of get through the day really helps.
Did you know much about him prior to this year, or had you ever?
You know, we played Chicago in 14, so, you know, knew a little bit about him there, and just knew him at A&M. Just knew he was a you know, a good athletic tight end, but no.
How about the Texans tight ends? What are your impressions of that group?
They're a well knit group. You know, they do a lot of things great. I can't say my man's name, but, you know, 87 does a real good job for them with what they do. And, you know, as far as blocking and getting out of the field and downfield and Griffin and Emerson. So, you know, I think they do a good job of, you know, getting those guys out there on the field, and the way they use them is unique. And you know, it's definitely something that we're going to use. We're going to try to look at and limit those guys. And they do a lot of game plan things with those guys as far as getting them on the field with mismatch, so we have to be alert for that as well.
Your final question?
Fedora Point. Hey, I don't want to mess his name up, no disrespect.
Dante, can you just talk about the home field advantage this time of year? What type of atmosphere you're expecting from the fans in a home playoff game here in Gillette?
I'm sure it'll be wild. You know, we have the best fans in the league. It's usually cold, so I'm sure they'll be looking forward to that. But you know, all around, you know, playoff time and home field advantage, you know, it helps as far as you know, just the overall emotion and excitement that it brings. You know, those third downs and those backed up situations, you know, where we have the offense on the ropes and back then, you know, those really help. And you know, sometimes, believe it or not, you know, a lot of guys get, you know, pretty crazy, you know, that to want to make a play and get up and do the little sack dance or whatever. So, you know, always being at home always helps.
All right, folks.